My mother developed a spirit of excellence in me. She taught me never to accept mediocrity and to strive to be the best. If my name was attached to something, she would say, it should be achieved with utmost precision and accuracy. So I did really well in school, and I participated in several activities, putting my all into them. When I entered high school, this fixation for perfection and excellence was kicked into hyperdrive. I was obsessed with being perfect, achieving the most I possibly could. Failure was an inexcusable setback in my plan. I thought this was a great philosophy, but my attitude towards failure became my biggest flaw. When I failed or made a mistake, I simply quit and never tried again. Instead of learning from my failures and accept that life goes on, I let these failures break me down. This all changed when my school's naval science instructor, Master Sergeant Beatty, introduced me to Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps and how I could benefit from the program. After continual pleading, my parents agreed to sign the form and I began the NJRTC program. This was one of the most radical decisions I'd ever made. No one could understand why I did it. NJRTC and a career in the military were very off course for a girl who was aiming towards a law degree from a prestigious university. However, I excelled in NJRTC, quickly catching on to the drill movements and memorizing all of my general orders. I was quickly promoted to my first leadership position, operations officer, third in the chain of command. Although I was overjoyed with how much I had accomplished in a single semester, I didn't think about how challenging leadership could be. Every action I commanded was being judged by the entire group, and the words I spoke affected the unit as a whole. My first real failure came at the Myrtle Beach drill meet, my first time calling for the unit. When an officer calls, they stand in front of the cadets or troops and command drill movements. In front of an audience of Marines who were judging the drill meet, other schools, and my unit, I made a wrong call. My platoon crossed into the middle of another drill deck. I was embarrassed and I was trying to fight back tears. But I knew I couldn't stop and walk away from my mistake. I had to keep moving. I corrected myself, made another call, and finally got the platoon to where it needed to be. In that moment, I learned the most valuable lesson. Before that moment, failure had been the most detrimental outcome in a situation, a block in the road. After I collected myself, I learned that failure wasn't the worst outcome imaginable, but rather a tool to teach me to persevere and push through my obstacle. All other situations in my life had been easy to walk away from. This wasn't. NJRTC has been one of the most inspirational, incredible parts of my life. I realize that failure in this moment has shaped me into the leader who is confident, responsible, and better at making quick decisions. I have been to Paris Island, the Pentagon, and drilled on the Marine Corps 8th and I drill deck. All of these remarkable experiences wouldn't have happened if I had just given up and quit when I was faced with a challenge. I let perfection consume me and I became blind to the lessons that are hidden in the challenges of everyday life. The mistake at the drill meet taught me to open my eyes and see each moment for what it's worth. Now when I make a mistake, it doesn't crush me or set me back. I learn from it and try harder. Mistakes and failures are what shape us into successful people. No one has achieved success without failure. In fact, those are the people who have failed the most. Making mistakes has opened my eyes and broadened my horizons. I am grateful that I made that mistake on that day. Honestly, had I not learned that lesson, I wouldn't be the person I am today.